This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed the need for full utilization of India's diverse climate conditions to increase productivity and export strength. Mr. Modi also emphasized on scaling up high-value crop produce to make the country's agriculture products globally competitive. The Prime Minister was addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation through video conferencing yesterday. He said Union Budget 2026-27 has also focused on high-value agriculture, including cashew, cocoa, sandalwood, adding that the National Mission on Edible Oil and Pulses and the National Mission on Natural Farming are all strengthening the agriculture sector.
आज दालों से लेकर तिलहन तक देश रिकॉर्ड उत्पादन कर रहा है लेकिन अब जब 21वीं सदी का दूसरा क्वार्टर शुरू हो चुका है तब कृषि क्षेत्र को नई ऊर्जा से भरना भी उतना ही आवश्यक है इस साल के बजट में इस दिशा में नए प्रयास हुए हैं इस वेबिनार में आप सभी के बीच हुई चर्चा बजट प्रावधानों को जल्द से जल्द जमीन पर उतारने में मदद करेंगे
On the fisheries sector, Mr. Modi said India is the world's second largest fish producer. He highlighted that while approximately 4.5 lakh tons of fish are currently produced in various reservoirs and ponds, there exists a potential for an additional 20 lakh tons of production. The Prime Minister also spoke on the technology culture in agriculture, referencing ENAM and the development of digital public infrastructure. He noted the creation of Kisan IDs and digital land surveys as transformative steps. Mr. Modi highlighted that the government has successfully achieved the target of creating 3 crore Lakhpati Didis and the country has set a target to add another 3 crore Lakhpati Didi by 2029. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth over 3,770 crore rupees in Odisha yesterday. These include development initiatives of the National Dairy Development Board, the Odisha State Cooperative Milk Producers Federation, as well as various projects of the state government. Mr. Shah also inaugurated Sulfuric Acid Plant 3 at Paradeep Unit of Indian Farmers Fertilizer Cooperative Limited. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met leaders of various countries on the sidelines of Raisina Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi. Dr. Jaishankar held bilateral talks with his counterparts from Sri Lanka, Bhutan, Mauritius, Kenya, Malta, Seychelles and Rwanda. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that during his meeting with Foreign Minister of Sri Lanka, Vijitha Hirath, the two leaders held a warm discussion on their bilateral ties and regional situation. He asserted that Vision Mahasagar and Neighbourhood First continue to guide their endeavours. India has allowed the urgent docking of an Iranian ship at Kochi in Kerala and provided accommodation to its 183 crew members. Sources in the government said days before Iris Dena incident south of Sri Lanka, India was approached by Iran to take in the Iranian ship Iris Lawan, which was also in the region for the international fleet review. The sources said this request was received on 28th of last month, indicating that the docking at Kochi was urgent as the vessel had developed technical issues. The conflict in West Asia entered its eighth day today. US President Donald Trump ruled out any deal with Iran, calling for its unconditional surrender. On social media, Trump said the US and its allies will work to help rebuild Iran economically once it agrees to capitulate. Talking to reporters, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt stated that the U.S. is progressing toward controlling Iranian airspace and expects objectives to be achieved within 4 to 6 weeks. On the Iranian side, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that some countries have begun mediation efforts to resolve the ongoing conflict with the United States and Israel. In badminton, Lakshya Sen has stormed into the men's single semi-finals of the prestigious All England Open Championships in Birmingham. Lakshya defeated China's Li Shifeng 21-13, 21-16 in the quarter-final last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.